our help and our expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen.
Congregation, we'll begin this evening's worship service singing together from Psalter 268, all stanzas. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice, him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell, come ye before him and rejoice. 268, all four stanzas.
Thank you.
scripture reading for this evening can be found in the prophecy of Hosea. We will read chapter 2, Hosea chapter 2. But first we will hear the 12 articles of our Catholic Christian undoubted faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe a holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We mention to you Hosea chapter 2. Say ye unto your brethren, Am I? And to your sisters, Ruhamah, plead with your mother, plead. For she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms, for their mother hath played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done shamefully, before she said, I will go after my lovers, that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths, and she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she hath said, These are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, and I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and thou shalt call me no more Baali, For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God, thus far.
Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. All-knowing and all-sufficient and faithful Lord, Thou whom dwellest in the heavens and looketh upon this world, even knowest the secrets of the heart, also how it is with each and every one of us, traveling through the time towards eternity. Oh, when in this evening hour we seek thy countenance, may it then be known by us, and that not only by the mind, but with the heart, that thou art God, and that thy truth at all times firmly stands, that thou changest not, that thou art the same yesterday and today and forever, yea, that thou art the same also in adding thy people and converting them. Also in the days of Hosea the prophet we read of, as well as in our days. For we have all gone aside, we have all followed the idols of our own imaginations, we have all left the Lord in order never to return, and we all turn away further and further from thee. There is none that seeketh thee, there is none that is asking for thee. And if thou must deal with us according to what we deserve, who can stand? But Lord, in thy goodness, thou still comest to us with thy precious word, testifying that thou dost not have a desire in the death of the wicked, but that sinners may turn away from the Baalim, from the idols, the gods of time and sense, or the gods of outward religion, the gods of self, and turn unto thee. Oh, that the prodigal sons and daughters may learn, for then it was better than now, and have no rest until they may find it outside of self, indeed the living God. And Lord, then we beseech thee that thy work may also be seen in this evening hour, when for the second time the doors of thy house were opened, and it was testified, come and go with us to sit under thy precious word and eternal testimony that speaks of nothing in man, but of all in thee. And Lord, may that also in this evening hour be heard, that work of the Lord in the life of his people, that thou art the one who art still drawing those that turned away, drawing them unto thee, bringing them in the wilderness to speak unto their heart. Lord, thou knowest that now that the case stands with each of us, or we beseech thee, if there are still those living for own account, those that follow the idols of this time, that thou wilt allure them by thy word and spirit, that thou wilt make them a missing and wandering and seeking thee. Lord, we beseech thee that those unconverted in living out may become unconverted in living in, but also those who in their life must say, I walk as in a wilderness, where all things are missing, where nothing can be found to satisfy my soul. Lord, that in that wilderness where everything dries up what thou hast done in the past, and where nothing is left but a lost sinner before the Lord, that in that wilderness thou wilt come over and thou wilt speak unto the heart of Jerusalem. And that thou knowest most perfectly what each and every one of us stands in need of, from the smallest to the greatest, from the youngest to the oldest. And we beseech of thee, Lord, that thou wilt be in our midst and go through the rows and the branches and speak according to what each of us stands in need of, which is most perfectly known unto thee. Lord, those that are still young, they are not too young to be converted, and they are not too young to die. Oh, bind it upon the heart of our children, that they may know that thou art God and thou alone, and that thou reignest, that they may learn to ask for thee in their young life. Remember our youth. O Lord, we beseech thee that in their young life the world may lose its glamour, that they may see that there is but one happy people, and that is thy people, that also our young people may see the preciousness of thy service far above all gold and silver. Will thou be with those in the strength of their life and those that have become older? Oh, we ask of thee that thou wilt work mightily, for we are not too old to be converted either. And oh, when the time is but short, make a haste, O Lord, towards undeserved sinners that do deserve nothing, but that thou wilt pass them by
but to yet visit us. In thy mercy, wilt thou remember the congregation with each and every one of them. Thou knowest the hearts and the lives. Thou knowest the circumstances of each of us. Or wilt thou remember the sick and the needy and the afflicted? Wilt thou remember those with trials and crosses in their body or in their mind or in their family, often unknown to others, but not unknown unto thee? And thou hast a desire that it be made known unto thee, that we may lay all the needs before thee. Or wilt thou graciously provide also in the midst of this flock? Remember them together with their consistory and their minister. Make him a rich blessing among them, and bless his labors to young and old, that thy kingdom may come, and that thy name may be hallowed, new ones be added, and thy church may be edified. And wilt thou also to that end use us in this evening, in the midst of this flock, and help us in listening. Grant Aaron's and hers to sigh and to ask that thou wilt be in our midst, that all hindrances may be taken away, and they can be so many and so manifold, but that thou wilt also open ears and mouth of thy servant, that he may be thy mouthpiece unto this flock in this evening, to testify that which is pleasing unto thee. Wilt thou remember all the labors that are awaiting thy blessing, the labors in the denomination, the labors in the theological school, the labors in the mission field with the board and the team, our Lord, that also there thou wilt provide, and that also their ministers may be found and may be sent out. Wilt thou remember the labors among Israel, a nation in war, where so many people in the Middle East die by reason of hostility and animosity? Or we ask of thee, Lord, that thou wilt fulfill thy own word among those beloved for the Father's sake, that thou wilt give peace not only outwardly, but above all an inward peace, and that thou wilt make wars to cease. May thy kingdom come, as thou hast said in thy word, also among them. Remember our country, our government, locally and provincially and federally. Lord, there is so much going on. Thy commandments are trodden with both our feet. But wilt thou give also in this country that is sinking away more and more from thy word, that thou wilt give still a remnant that may stand in the breach and may own the guilt, but may cry unto thee, return, O Lord, return also among us, for nothing is impossible with the Lord, and all things are possible. Or wilt thou then remember all the labors also among our young people, among our children in our school community, Lord, that there may be found who may instruct and teach, that there may be found to fear thy name, and that the instruction be blessed unto the heart of our youth and children. Lord, and there is so much to ask, and there is deserved nothing, but wilt then thou therefore not take reasons out of us, for then thou must pass us by, but wilt thou be pleased to take reasons out of thyself to hear us, and to look upon us in this evening, and to grant us thy help from the sanctuary, in proclaiming and in listening. And we beseech thee all these things in the name and for the sake of Christ alone. Amen.
While your collection be received and the Lord bless thee and thy gifts, you will sing together Psalter 421, the stanzas 3 and 4. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art, thy ways are hidden in his heart. 3 and 4 of 421. help of the Lord and awaiting His blessing, we want to draw your attention this evening, hour, to the Word of God, our text. As you can find that in our scripture reading, Hosea chapter 2 and thereof verse 14. Hosea 2, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And then we write under this text a heavenly calling in the wilderness. And we consider in the first place the reason. The first word of our text says, therefore, so it explains the reason. In the second place, the way. I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. And in the third place, the purpose. And speak comfortably unto her. A heavenly calling in the wilderness, the reason, the way, and the purpose of it. Our text, beloved, has been taken from the first of the 12 so-called minor prophets. Maybe our young people know it. There are 4 major prophets: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And there are 12 minor prophets, from Hosea up to Malachi. Why are they called minor prophets? Was that because their message was but minor? Was that because the message was not so important like some of the other prophets? In no way. They are called the minor prophets because their prophecies are a lot smaller than the prophecies of the major prophets, who have many more chapters, but their message was exactly the same. The message that God's servants have to bring, and that God's faithful servants will bring, is always the same. Death in Adam and life in Christ. A poor sinner and a rich Christ, and how they, by the Lord's grace and work, may come together. I know that is not a message that is so well liked. And it can happen at times that God's servants will hear. It is always the same. Well, beloved, a better compliment you cannot give God's servants, because God's word is always the same. Also, in the prophecy of Hosea, who prophesied in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the same days as King Jeroboam II of the 10 tribes. So just before the Babylonian exile, a period in which the one king after the other succeeded each other. And why was that? That so many kings reigned only for a very short period? Because the Lord says it in this prophecy, they have made kings, but not of me. And Hosea elsewhere in his prophecy calls them even murderers, because some of those kings only reigned a few months and then were murdered by someone else who took their place. Who was Hosea? That was called by the Lord personally to conversion and officially to his service. Who was Hosea? We don't know so much about him. We know his name. Hosea
the Old Testament variant of Joshua, and also the name Jesus. Hosea means exactly the same. The Lord saveth. And as in his name, he was already a type of Christ. Now that is what Hosea and what God's servants always have to do, to point away from self. For it is not about God's servants. They are but the mouthpiece of the Lord. They are called to speak and to point away, like a John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. And like an apostle Paul who said it, I have not known to anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. This Hosea was made a servant of the Lord. And he did not do that himself. No. It came to pass that the Lord called him. No, that does not mean that God's servants always have an easy way. Hosea did not have that either. For we read already in Hosea 1 that this prophet, and maybe he belongs to the less known prophets in the Bible, that Hosea was called by the Lord to go out and to marry a wife of whoredoms. Gomer. A wife of whom he knew that she was easily tempted to become unfaithful, and of whom Hosea knew up front that she would not remain faithful unto him, but would after a certain time go after other men. Why did Hosea have to do that? Those are ways we cannot explain, beloved, with our mind. But the Lord explains it himself. And he says, thus Hosea, you have to be a picture of who I am, and your wife has to be a picture of who that people of Israel is. They have gone astray. The Bible so often explains the relationship between the Lord and Israel, and even deeper, the relation between the Lord and that spiritual Israelist people as a husband and a wife, and that covenant that he made from the stillness of eternity with the marriage vows one time given. And now the Lord must say, and Hosea must prophesy that people of Israel have become unfaithful to the Lord. Or the Lord who said, thy maker is thy husband. Lord of hosts is his name. And yet Israel turned away from the Lord time and again, to follow after the Baalim and the Ashtaroth and all the other gods of those times. And beloved, and we do not have to look at Israel in those days. And we can stay close to home. Then we all can stay with ourselves. Because is that not our picture as well? That in paradise where the Lord has made us good, where we were his people, in Adam and Eve, and where he saw everything he made, and behold, it was very good, that there has come a day that we have left the Lord, just like that wife of Hosea would do with him. That we have left the Lord in order never to return, and that we have gone after the Baalim and after the idols, yea, even worse, that we have gone after the liar of the beginning, the prince of darkness, the devil, the great deceiver. And that is what Hosea in his life and in his ministry must prophesy. But as now Hosea had to remain faithful unto his wife, although she was unfaithful to him. Thus Hosea may also prophesy that although Israel was unfaithful unto the Lord remained faithful unto them, because there was a people among them that he had loved from the stillness of eternity. And Hosea must openly testify that in the names of his children that he may receive. First child receives the name Israel. That means as much as I will avenge. And Hosea says, the Lord will avenge the blood of Israel upon the house of Jerusalem and cause it to cease. And the second child he receives, that should receive the name Lo Ruchama. That means not receive mercy because of her sin. The Lord will not be merciful unto them, but show that they have sinned against him. He will utterly take them away and send them in exile. And the third name of his third child was even more touching. Lo am I. That means not my people. Does that mean that the Lord will say farewell to his people? Does that mean that there is a falling out of grace? No. But that the Lord complains that they behave themselves as not his people, then the Lord must say the way they act. They show not to be my people. And yet, the Lord goes after them. The Lord remains faithful towards them. The Lord in wrath remembers mercy. Can you imagine that, beloved? Can we comprehend that, our God's people, they need an eternity to be wondered at, that he now in wrath has remembered mercy, and that he now from the stillness of eternity was moved in himself with a people that was not his people, that do not deserve his mercy, and that the Lord could only avenge because of the sins. All those names of the children of Hosea were as an accusation unto the people of Israel, unto me and unto you, unto each and every one of us. How can it then be that the Lord in wrath remembers mercy? Because the Bible explains, one of the beautiful forms we have received, that of the Lord's Supper, that testifies that the wrath of God against sin is so great that rather that he should leave it unpunished, he punished it with the bitter and shameful death on the cross of his only beloved Son. How now that the Lord from eternity has opened a way, not in man, but in his precious Son, whom he made to be the surety of his people. And what does Israel do in living out sin? Like that unfaithful wife of Hosea, well, Hosea explains it. Her mother has played the harlot, verse 5. I will go after my lovers that gave me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink, instead of saying, what have ye that ye have not received? They said, that is my bread, and that is my water, and that is my wine, and that is my flax, and that is my oil. And that is what I worked for, and that is what I deserved, and that is what I have been busy for. And in the meantime, she served with all those given goods the idols, instead of acknowledging the Lord
They worship the Baalim and the Ashtaroth. And she did not know, then the Lord says she did not know, that I gave her her corn and her wine. Is it a wonder that when Israel turns away from the Lord, is it a wonder that then the Lord comes with the rod and the stripes? Is it then a wonder that we read in Hosea 2, therefore, verse 6, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall that she shall not find her path. Hedge up. That is actually the goodness of the Lord. It is that his simple picture of the sheep that is always going astray, that is always wandering away, children. What does then the shepherd do? The shepherd binds, builds a hedge and makes a hedge around the sheepfold, so that those sheep that would always want to stray away, they cannot do that anymore. They cannot find a way anymore. I will hedge up their way with thorns, so that there may come a time that those wandering sheep know not in themselves, but only by the work of God's Spirit may become those prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, that there may be found who may turn within, who may become guilty before the Lord, that there may be found who may turn away from all the idols from the world, and that may learn here below it is not found. And may by the drawing love of a triune God return unto him, bewailing the sin and confessing it before him, that there may be made room for him who said, and I am the way. What does now the Lord do in the life of his people? He is hedging up their ways so that they cannot stray anymore. There are times that the Lord is hedging up their ways to show them that there is but one way. Ach, maybe there are among us who think there is a way to salvation here, and there is a way of salvation in myself, and there is a way of my salvation in my religion. No, there is but one way. A way in him who said, and I am the way, and the truth, and the life. And yet, then Hosea must complain, and the Lord speaks by him, that Israel, despite of those hedges that the Lord made, and has the Lord not made us hedges in our day and age? Has the Lord not made us a hedge in his commandments? Has not the Lord made the hedges that we would not stray in his word and in church life? But what does man do by nature? They will still stray away. And what happens then? Then the Lord goes even further. And he says in verse 9, and then we read for the second time the word, therefore will I return, and will take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. When then Israel says, that's my wool, and that's my flax, and that is my corn, and that is my oil, then the Lord says, no, that is my wool and my flax that I have given, not that you have deserved, but what I have given. What does then the Lord do? He strips her from the outward fruits. And the Lord does do that spiritually too. He strips them totally to make room for that only and precious gift that lies in Christ. You see that, beloved?
I will cause her mirth to cease. Oh, Israel, they made those feasts and they said, to acknowledge the idols and to acknowledge themselves for what they received. But the Lord says, I will cease the feasts and the gladness, and I will turn the gladness into sadness. Yeah, there is that so-called happy Christianity of our days. But when now the Lord works in the life of a sinner, then this becomes true. I will return and I will cause her mirth to cease and her Sabbath and her solemn feast. And the Lord leaves in the midst of them a poor and needy people. Then the Lord makes his people to cry unto him a godly sorrow that worketh repentance. Not to be repented of. And what do we then read? And I will visit upon her the days of Baalim, wherein she burnt incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and jewels, and went after her lovers, and forget me, saith the Lord. What was now the fruit of the judgments? And what was now the fruit of the gifts? What was now the fruit? Beloved, what was now the fruit? And she forgot me. What an accusation for the church people of Israel. What an accusation for the church people of 2024, the day of tomorrow. We may together have Thanksgiving Day. Eh? Yeah. And it pleases the Lord. But then I hope, Cortland, that this will not be true. Because by nature that is true. And forget me, saith the Lord. And we can say, I work for it. And it is my business. And it is my family. And look what I achieved. And name it. And forget me, saith the Lord. And then we read in our text for the third time the word therefore. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way, verse 6. Therefore will I return, verse 9, and take away. And then verse 14, therefore, behold, I will. What do we then expect? And twice over the Lord had said already, therefore I will. But when the fruit was still, but forget me. What can we then expect? Other than that the Lord will say, therefore behold, now I will avenge myself. And now I will make an end with them. And now I will cast them away. And now I will never be merciful to them again. Therefore, behold, and now I will cast them in out of darkness and make myself a people out of a different nation. What have we then deserved, beloved? Other than that, the Lord will say, therefore, behold, they forgot me now so long in the life already. I will make an end with them. But then we see the wonder in our text. Not only the reason that the Lord is calling them into the wilderness. Reason in that straying of that people. A reason in that people forgetting the Lord. But also a reason that lies in the Lord himself, in his faithfulness towards an unfaithful people. Why is it that the Lord still comforts sinners? Why is it that the Lord still leaves us in the day of grace? Why is that? Therefore, behold, I will. And there lies the deepest reason in that sovereign pleasure of the triune God. And then we see how now that the Lord will deal with a straying and backsliding and a leaving people. We see it. Therefore, behold. And it is asking our attention. Behold. That means young and old pay attention. Hear the word of God. Because your eternal destination depends on what we have done with that precious word. Therefore, behold, may now the Lord give us an eye to see and an ear to hear. Behold, I will. I will destroy. No. I will allure her. Incomprehensible. No man can understand, no mind can grasp what that means. That can only be experienced. I will allure him. That is now those rumbling bowels of a merciful Lord towards an unfaithful people. That is now that eternal good pleasure. That is now that I will. And they shall. That is now that almighty power. I will. And when he draws, then he brings them in the wilderness. And how does he draw them? Hosea says, I will allure Hosea with his wife when he has to go after her. That picture of a wife running away from her husband. That picture of that wife that is unfaithful. And Hosea, he pictures that so visibly before the people. They all could understand. It was like as a parable. Then the Lord does not go after them to drag them along with force and with hardness. Although deserved. Then the Lord doesn't say, then I will lock them up for a time. But then the Lord says, I will allure her. No, the Lord does not lure a sinner to sin. But he allures the sinner to be alone with them. Then that faithful husband Hosea has to say to his unfaithful wife, my dear wife, am I not your husband? Has the Lord now given you unto me and me unto you? Why are you then going whoring? Why are you then going away after others so often? I will allure her. Then it is the Lord who says, and you hear how moved he is in himself. O congregation. O straying people. O those that are still living for your own account. I will allure. Then it is as if the Lord says, have I not set you apart when you were baptized? Have I not given you a precious place under my precious word? Have I not testified how I want to be for you? Thy maker is thy husband. That is what I want to be for you in the way of heart renewing grace. But why have ye then go away whoring? Why have you then inclined your ear to the prince of darkness? Why are you then listening to the things of time and sense? Why are you then following the things of this world, of the things that are from here below? Therefore, behold, I will allure. So why is it that the Lord still draws the people? That is now that one-sided word. We live in a time that many people start with the Lord. But Hosea says here that always ends wrong. Here we see how now that the Lord starts and how now that the Lord continues with his people, I will. As now that promise of that covenant of grace, the Lord doesn't say, therefore behold, if you do better, then I will. No. The Lord doesn't say, therefore behold, if you now will change yourself, then I will. No. And now the Lord works savingly in the heart of his people because of that eternal covenant of grace, then that is always because of I well, because of that eternal love for a straying people. It is as if the Lord doesn't appeal to that heart of that straying Israel. Therefore, behold, I well. That is that eternal love of the triune God for a people that live in animosity and that are hostile. And how does now the Lord allure that people? Well, he brings them in a position that they are totally dependent on him. Then he brings them in the position that they cannot serve the idols and that they cannot serve the world anymore. Then he brings them in a position that they are totally alone. And there the Lord will come. And therefore I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. You might say, but the wilderness is a place where nothing is found. The wilderness, young people, is a place where there is no corn, and where there is no wine, and where there is no water, and where there is no bread, and where there is no flax, and where there is no oil. Well, beloved, that is now exactly what the Lord does in the life of his people. With all the things he has given Israel, then they cannot ascribe them anymore to the idols. Then they cannot say anymore, it is Baal and it is Ashtaroth who gave it unto me. Then they cannot say any longer, it is myself and my own strength that made me to prosper this well. Then the Lord strips them totally. The wilderness is a place where nothing is found to live from. But that is then exactly the place where the Lord brings his people, where they are alone before his countenance. Outwardly, for Israel, that would be the exile. Verse 3 says that, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. There the word wilderness is meant as a judgment. But here, the word wilderness is meant as a blessing. Is there now in Cortland the people that knows about those wildernesses in their life? Those places where they could not thirst anymore for the world, but where the soul may thirst for the living God. Is there now in Cortland a people that knows about those solitary, those lonely places where the Lord brings them along before his countenance, where he makes them to confess the straying and wandering as a sheep I have gone astray? Is there now a people that knows those places where the Lord bent their knees and where they may bow their knees and say, Lord, I have gone a whoring from thee. I have left thee in order never to return. And ah, now I do not know anymore how I can be restored in the communion with thee, where the Lord makes his people honest before him. And I will allure and bring her. Where does now the Lord bring his people? In a place where he with them are alone. You want an example, children? You know Simon Peter, don't you? What did Simon Peter do? As a sheep, he has gone astray. As a sheep, he has denied his master with a curse and with an oath, I know not the man. What happened then? And the Lord looked upon him. And Simon went out and wept bitterly. Simon brought in the wilderness of his life. Peter brought in a place where he could only cry out unto the living God. Simon Peter could no longer help himself. He could not live anymore from I will not deny thee, and I am ready to die with thee. But where Simon as a lost sinner became so totally dependent on the Lord. Now that is the wilderness for God's people. Are there now those that do not deny that that has happened in their life? Thus the Lord will strip Israel from Jerusalem, from the temple, from their outward religious duties, and he will bring them in the wilderness of Babylon. Thus the Lord at times brings his people also in a wilderness, sometimes on the sick bed, sometimes in trials and afflictions, but always as a worked out sinner before him, will bring her in the wilderness. And what is the wilderness more, children? Or when you come in the woods, you can hear the birds and you can hear the animals. But in the wilderness you could hear nothing anymore. So what is now the wilderness for God's people? A place where the Lord takes the ear away from all they can hear in world and religion, but where it is learned what the psalmist sings, I incline my ear, though as a guilty sinner in dependency on him wait for the Lord to speak. May I say it simply? The wilderness is a place where the Lord's people do not have so much to say to the Lord anymore. But that is a place where they are waiting for the Lord to speak to their heart. You understand it? They cannot live from the first love anymore. They cannot live from what they all have received. For the Lord has not always been a land of outer darkness, but that the Lord will come for his honor. then the Lord will come for his image. Then the Lord says, pay me what thou owest. And then they have nothing but guilt. And then they have nothing but sin. And bring her in the wilderness. And there in the wilderness, there is no water, there is no food, there is nothing. That they can only expect that they must die forever. That they can only sign that sentence, thou art just. In all thy ways. But thus the Lord takes away all the idols. And you know where the biggest idol can be found. It's not an idol outside of self. Oh no. That's an idol that lives here in my heart. And God's people must learn to lose themselves. They are their own greatest idol. And they're in the wilderness. Undeserved. Unexpected. In the way of the wonder. That the Lord is pleased to come over. And to speak to their heart. Because when I don't have anything to say anymore, but where I can only sign my sentence, there, he will speak, O blessed Zion, to their heart. Shall we sing first? 232. 1 and 2, O Lord, to us thy mercy show, and thy salvation now bestow. We wait to hear what God will say. 1 and 2.
Maybe you say this evening, I don't understand. Because I will allure and then bring in the wilderness that does not match. Would we not have expected that the Lord would have said, I will allure her and bring her to heaven. I will allure her and restore her right away. Now there you see, beloved, that the doctrine of faith is not a doctrine that we can reason out with our mind. That we see now the works and the ways of the Lord in the life of his people, because for sure he will restore them in the communion with God, but then in a right way. And therefore he brings them in the wilderness, in that place where they are alone with the Lord, where they are stripped from everything of themselves and even what they have learned, where they are so totally dependent on him. And then the wonder, because the Lord makes it a wonder in the life. Because if salvation never becomes a wonder, oh, we may place a question mark behind it. And if salvation never becomes an impossibility, and if it is never learned, now it is possible for each and every one of us, but I have seen myself outside, then we must place a question mark behind it. Have there no rest? Because when that happens, and we just sang it, that inclining of the ears, then the Lord will speak. I will allure and bring her in the wilderness and speak. That is now the fruit of your wrongdoing. And that is now the bitter fruit of your straying. And that is now the bitter fruit, because here you will have to die. I've warned you once and once again. Therefore, I will adjure, and therefore I will take away your gifts. But you have not listened. You forgot me time and again. And now I will make an end in the wilderness. Is that all? No. No, beloved. What does the Lord do? Oh, incomprehensible wonder, for which an eternity is needed to be wonder, and will speak comfortably to her. You may also read, I will speak to her heart. That is an expression you read more in the Bible. We read it about Shechem, who spoke to the heart of Dinah. Joseph, when his brothers stood there before him, and he revealed himself, I am Joseph, liveth my father yet. He spoke to their heart. Boaz, we read of him that he spoke to the heart of Ruth, as a boy speaks to the heart of his beloved. Thus the Lord speaks to the heart of Israel. And what does that mean? Well, then the Lord is going to explain his work for such an unfaithful one, that the Lord explains to that people where he has found her. Then he will explain to his people who they have been towards him and who he remained to be towards them, that the Lord will explain to their heart how he will show mercy in the way of the wonder. As Isaiah may say that, to comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem. Now that is what the Lord is going to do. Speak comfortably. Literally it says, speak to the hearts of those whom he has given to turn away from the idol, whom he has converted and given that true repentance. not to be repented of, to those that could now only bow as a lost sinner before him. I have deserved nothing, but that thou wilt cast me away. Speaking comfortably to them. What does that mean? That a people that can say nothing anymore but have mercy on me, he will say that their iniquity is pardoned. How is that possible? Does then the Lord step over sin? Ach no, Israel has learned that. He has had their way around. And he has brought them in the wilderness. He has stripped them totally from everything to bring them as a poor and needy one before him. And yet there he may speak, what you now cannot give me anymore, that I have prepared from the stillness of eternity. What you cannot restore anymore, I will restore in my beloved Son, whom I have sent. How does now the Lord speak comfortably to the heart of his church? By pointing them not only unto whom they have been for him, because that cannot comfort them, that grieves them, but by speaking of he in his beloved Son wants to be for such a one, that there is now hope, not in Israel, not in me, but in him. And in his finished work of him who said, it is finished, who was forsaken by God and man, who had to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Who has gone in that wilderness, that howling wilderness of being forsaken by his Father, made to be sin, although he never did sin, in order that the people that be brought in the wilderness will not be forsaken by him, will be spoken to by him comfortably. The people that does not know the way anymore, be shown the way outside of self in him. I am the way and the truth and the life. How does now the Lord in the wilderness of exile speak to that remnant that was hanging the harp on the willows, that could not sing anymore, that could only cry? He sends them his word, Ezekiel, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. I will take that stony heart from you and give you a heart of flesh. Then the Lord will speak. And as he still does, by his word and by his spirit, harder than it can be, that they have heard the gospel proclaimed so often, but then they hear it as if it is the first time. Because then they hear it not only with the outward ears, but with the ears of the heart. Speak comfortably unto her of that way that lies in Christ, of him who is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for his church. And then the Lord says, I will restore in that way, speaking to the heart that the warfare is accomplished, and that she from the hand of the Lord has received double for all her sins. And then I will restore, because then that people will learn, what have I that I have not received? Because then it lives in their heart, like that woman of Canaan, the dogs eat also from the crumbs, fall from the master's table, and all that I receive is undeserved, and I will restore. And then Hosea goes further, but we leave that for this evening,
and I will give her the vineyards from thence, and the valley of Acre for a door of hope. The valley of Acre, only this, that was the place where Achan was stoned for his theft, for his disobedience. And there in that valley where that people must die, the Lord restores them in the communion with God. That Christ will step in between. I have paid. Father, are they not graven in the palms of my hands? Oh, I want the day whom thou hast given me, because I purchased them with my blood. Maybe there where I am, and there shall they sing, as in the days of her youth. Because when the Lord speaks to the heart, is a girl not happy? Can she not speak about it when her fiancé or when her husband may speak to the heart? To the heart, that means according to what they need to. That means that comes from the other side. Then that people cannot speak anymore. But then he will speak. And when he then speaks to their heart about that salvation in Christ, then they may sing here on earth. Oh, then their heart may overwhelm. And their mouth may overflow. And then they at moments they can sing, Lord, thou art so worthy to receive the honor and the glory. Then that valley of Acre, that they should have perished everlastingly, that also points them to Golgotha, where Christ died for such a one. And there the wonder that now the Lord brings them in the wilderness, and then they want to miss nothing of those ways of the Lord, because there they say, and that I now needed that, and then also need that time and again. Because even a David must say at the end of his life, as a sheep, I have gone astray. David also had to be brought in the wilderness again. And God's people learned that time and again until, and we have to close, I see, he brings his people home, because in heaven there is no wilderness anymore. No. Then the wilderness is not only with showers blessed, as the psalm sings, but the wilderness is God. And there he will be all in all. And she shall sing there. Sing for a tender mercies. Is there now a people that may understand? Oh, my unconverted friend, ask if the Lord wants to teach you that, while it is still the day of grace. And those that are not strange of that first love, have you ever been led in the wilderness? Or are we maybe still resting upon the first love and what the Lord has given? Oh, then the wilderness is needed, where it all be taken away, but where the Lord will speak to the heart, blessed Zion. Because what here is learned, there may stay, may receive the fruit of it later. He and they be together, no straying, no wandering, but always with him, thy maker, is thy husband, saith the Lord. Amen. Almighty Lord, may that be applied to the heart of young and old. Thy word that was heard is thy day, and we acknowledge thee for it. Be thee after preacher, forgive that was amiss. Go with us. The night we have to enter, bring us in the day of tomorrow faithfully in thy house again, in a thanksgiving day to acknowledge thee. Or that we then would not end in self, but in thee alone we ask. For Christ's sake alone, amen. 420, the second. But let the righteous blessed of yore joy in their God as never before, faith, victory achieving, the second of 420. Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.